Hello, everyone. Welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. I am completely grateful and so filled with energy to come in today to, you know, elaborate on a message that has been deeply rooted and fixated in my heart. Over last week, all of last week, my friends and great pastors of the International Central Gospel Church, ICGC Cornerstone Temple, Intra and Harry organized an amazing conference. And this conference was to, you know, open the eyes of people and the congregation, of course, to the infinite abundance in God's glory. So this conference was titled There's More, and they had really good speakers. They themselves spoke, and they invited pastors Joshua and Emmanuel to also grace the occasion. And I will put the link for the videos in this podcast series so that you can go for yourself and replay all the amazing messages that were put out there. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm also grateful that after this conference, my mind has been transformed, of course, and has opened up to even see more in God's word. And this is why I bring to you today a message titled So Much More. It's been a while since I, you know, gave you one of these messages, and I think that it's a great revelation after spending some time in the word and being so generous in my heart to come out and elaborate on the great news that is ongoing. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to project Jesus. It's always like, you know, I don't want to talk too much about Jesus, but hey, I want to normalize talking about Christ. It is evident in the word that there's so much more that Christ does to transform our lives. And when you read the New Testament, the Gospels, especially in Luke, which I'm spending some time reading now, you find out that, you know, Christ doing all these wonderful miracles and doing the amazing things that, you know, crowds were following and stuff, was all to bring glory to God, was all to penetrate our hearts, that, you know, with these miracles happening, we might have a change in our hearts. And I'm so happy that we're making Jesus famous on We Seal Genesis, and we are going to see the things that he did to transform our hearts. We are very lucky to have the word, the Bible, and we're very grateful and happy to have the living word, to have a visual of how the living word, which is Christ, operated when he walked this earth, so that we can also mimic and try to be like him. When we talk about being Christ-like, we want to mimic his ways and see the transformative power in the things that he did and the things that he said. So let's jump right in. As I said, the message is titled So Much More. The scripture that we're going to look at to reference this topic is from Luke chapter 5, and it's the miracle of the catch of fish. I love the Passion Translation, and that's where I am going to be reading. So the first thing that came into my mind when I think about this scripture is that there's several things that blind us from seeing that there's more in life, and even in Christ, or even in his kingdom. Now, we are introduced to this passage where it says, on one occasion, Jesus preaching to a crowd on the shore of Lake Galilee, a vast multitude of people was pushing to get close to Jesus to hear the word of God. Now, Jesus noticed two fishing boats at the water's edge with a fisherman nearby rinsing their nets. Jesus climbed into the boat belonging to Simon Peter and said to him, let me use your boat. Push it off a short distance away from the shore so I can speak to the crowd. So here, we're introduced to Christ, noticing that, you know, more people need to hear the word and everything else. But obviously, Christ can accomplish everything, but he understands that as human beings, of course, we are beings of seeing and having things done in order to change our hearts. So he approaches the fishermen to see, to have them to use their boats to do this. But the symbolism for me here is that, you know, Christ wants to make use of all of us. Even though he can do the miracle, he also wants to come close to us to understand that we can be part of these beautiful things. So going straight to things that blind us from seeing that there's more, the first thing I want to talk about is the projections that are based on past occurrences. Why do I say this? Because when Jesus approaches, you know, them, and of course they do give the boat to him, Jesus uses their boat to preach. Now, after that, he tells Peter to row out to the deep water to cast his nets, and they will have a great catch, right? So Peter answers and tells him that, Master, we've just come back from fishing all night and didn't catch a thing. But if you insist, we'll go out again and let our nets down because of your word. So this is an amazing piece of scripture. It's very packed. And as I go into the second part of what opens our eyes to see more, we will understand how this happened. So projections based on past occurrences. Obviously, we see Peter here telling Christ, the all-knowing, that, you know, we've been out all night and we don't think that there's any more, but however, if you insist, we'll go out again and let our nets down because of your word. So it's important that we don't, you know, project our future or project new things on a daily basis based on past things that have happened. Yes, yesterday we weren't able to catch fish. But if we base our facts on that alone, we miss out on the opportunity of seeing that there's more in Christ. But I love how Peter interjects and says that because of your word, I will do this. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is familiarity in our circumstances. Obviously, all the time, as we can see, Peter and his crew were fishermen. They did this all the time, and they knew that, you know, this, whatever Christ is saying, I mean, like, maybe we'll test it and see, as he says, from your word, we'll do this. But they are so familiar in their circumstances that sometimes we fail to see that there's so much more. Familiarity in our circumstances can blind us. And these are some of the points that I want to put out there to pray again so that we can overcome these things so that we can see that there's so much more. That automatically leads me into my third point of that our understanding of time and season blinds us from seeing that there's so much more. And in this particular text, obviously, that would come from Peter telling Christ that, you know, they've been out all night trying to catch fish and nothing happened. So it is important that we pray for spiritual maturity to understand the times and season of God, not our times and seasons of what we see. Even recently, so many different things have been happening all over the world. Matter of fact, there are certain countries that are experiencing, you know, winter when it's supposed to be summer and summer when it's supposed to be winter. So with that knowledge in mind, I believe that sometimes we have, you know, failed to put Christ at the center of everything, and we think that we know it all. So knowing it all, based on your projections, based on familiarity in your circumstances, and also based on your past understanding of time and season, can blind you from seeing that there's more. The final thing that I want to talk about is unbelief and fear. You know, if you read further in this beautiful story, and if you go into verse 10, it says that, you know, when all these things happened, Peter now was feeling really bad, and he says that, Lord, you know, I'm a sinful man and all of that. But Christ said something very beautiful over there. He says, do not yield to your fear, Simon Peter. From now on, you will catch men from salvation. So sometimes when Christ changes our situation, or when Christ does something different, we might feel the guilt of all the strongholds from the past. And Christ reassures us that if we look up to him, you know, things will change and we will not feel this way. So I love that Christ emphasizes to Simon Peter not to yield to his fear. So henceforth, it is important to pray for these points so that we do not miss the opportunity for so much more. Now, enough talking about what we are not doing. Now we want to head on to go to what we can do. So what opens our eyes to see more? A spirit of giving helps this happen, because as I read in the beginning, you could see that Simon Peter and his friends offering their boat to Jesus was a beautiful vehicle that was used to transform lives and also to show the power of Christ. It is more of a blessing to give than to receive, and therefore this passage also really opens our minds up, especially in verse 3, you know, when Jesus is able to climb into the boat belonging to Simon and Peter. It is very important that we open our hearts for Christ, as we learn through this passage, for him to dwell in our spirit. Now, when we are able to open our hearts in the form of giving to Christ, there's so much more that he can give us. And we see this clearly in Luke 5, that these fishermen were only worried about, you know, catching fish and all of that. But because the part of them that was so good that decided to give to Christ, Christ was able to open up so much more and even do miracles and even, you know, make them vehicles and pioneers of giving people life and being disciples and bringing more people to the salvation of Christ. So that was beautiful. The next thing I want to talk about is what opens our eyes to see more is the transformation of the mind at the word of Christ. So in two verses here in 5, where Peter obviously replied, as I mentioned in the first part of the podcast, we've come back from fishing all night and didn't catch a thing. It is important that based on this familiarity with our past circumstances and our own understanding of time and season, to allow the word of Christ to penetrate our hearts. When these people accepted that at Christ's word, they will try again, this brought transformation in the mind. Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves and we don't even want to allow the word of God to soften our hearts. But, you know, the word of Christ can change and change any type of stony, you know, heart, to transform these hearts into beautiful and amazing things. And this is why Christ did a lot of his miracles, to bring faith and hope into the hearts of people, and to renew and transform their minds to be anchored in him alone. Because when you anchor your trust and your mindset in Christ, he will give you so much more. Now, the final thing that I want to talk about is the hope in living, the hope we have in the living word, now over material wealth. Now, Christ should be our primary source of hope. He is the living word, and there's so much more in him than material things. As we all know, material wealth and stuff, things can change. We just came out of a pandemic, and we can see that, you know, a lot of us lost our source of income. A lot of us lost people. A lot of us lost so many things. Like, businesses are slowed down. There's inflation. There's so much things happening. These are variables. These are things that keep going up and down. But hope in the living word, who is Christ, over our material worth. As it says in verse 11, after pulling their boats to the shore, they left everything behind and followed Christ. What does this translate for me in this morning day? Christ over everything, making Jesus famous, making the word of God known to more people so that more people can be saved and brought back to the table of Christ. So I want to end with this moral of this whole sermon that I just gave you right here. When we anchor in Christ, he gives us so much more. And I just want to pray, or for you to also spend some time in prayer, to rebuke all those first things, you know, like the projections based on past occurrences, familiarity in our circumstances, our understanding of time and season instead of God's time and season, and for our unbelief and fear. These are things and prayer points that we should pray to overcome. And I believe that Luke chapter 5, when you read it from the story from 1 to 11, you will find insight in overcoming these things. And what we want to pray for God to instill in our hearts is the spirit of giving, a transformative mind at the word of Christ, and hope in the living word over any material things or anything that, you know, the devil might seek to presents us in replacement of Christ's word. It's been an amazing time revealing these things to you. It's very dear to me, and I thank you so much for continuously supporting this podcast by sharing this podcast to your friends and family, and also by way of giving to this podcast. As always, we are still contributing to the orphanages managed by the Shepherd's Rod Foundation. So I really appreciate this. Stay prayerful, stay anchored in the word and the spirit of God that, you know, transcends all understanding, will continuously put peace in your hearts. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.